我们今天要继续约翰福音第七章的讲道。约翰福音第七章，我们今天从25节读到最后一节。约翰福音第七章25节到最后一节。
At that point, some of the people of Jerusalem began to ask, "Isn't this the man that they are trying to kill? Here he is speaking publicly, and they are not saying a word to him. Have the authorities really concluded that he is the Messiah? But we know where this man is from. When the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from." Then Jesus, still teaching in the temple courts, cried out, "Yes, you know me, and you know where I am from. I am not here on my own authority, but he who sent me is true. You do not know him, but I know him because I am from him and he sent me." And this they tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. Still, many in the crowd believed in him. They said, "When the Messiah comes, will he perform more signs than this man?" The Pharisees heard the crowd whispering such things about him. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees sent temple guards to arrest him. Jesus said, "I am with you for only a short time, and then I am going to the one who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, where does this man intend to go that we cannot find him? Will he go where our people live scattered among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? Where did he mean when he said, "You will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come"? On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. On hearing his words, some of the people said, "Surely this man is the prophet." Others said, "He is the Messiah." Still others asked, "How can the Messiah come from Galilee? Does not Scripture say the Messiah will come from David's descendants and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?" Thus the people were divided because of Jesus. Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him. Finally, the temple guards went back to the chief priests and Pharisees who asked them, "Why didn't you bring him in?" "No one ever spoke the way this man does," the guards replied. "You mean he has deceived you also?" the Pharisees retorted. "Have any of the rulers or all of the Pharisees believed in him?" "No, but this mob knows nothing of the law. There is a curse on them." Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus earlier, who was one of their own number, asked, "Does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he has been doing?" They replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Look into it and you'll find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee."
在19世纪的时候呢，研究星月的学者就兴起了一个新的风潮。
So in the 19th century, a trend started to occur among New Testament scholars.
那就是要撰写耶稣的这个生平。
So they wanted to narrate the life of Jesus.
所以就这样有大概几百个不同的版本的这个耶稣传，就在那100年里面呢被撰写了。
So because of this, there were multiple versions of narratives of Jesus that came out during this 100 years or so.
The life of Jesus. 然后呢，他在那个300年里面呢，有这几百个，有一些畅销到呢，甚至在3个月里面呢，就已经可以翻版整8次。
So some of these became bestsellers that they've been reprinted 8 times within 3 months.
所以这个 学术界里面呢，就把这 那一百年的运动呢，他们称之为第一次的探索历史中的耶稣。
So the academic world termed this period as the first quest of the historical Jesus.
那顾名思义呢，这样的运动呢，就是企图把这个历史当中的耶稣跟所谓教会神学里面的耶稣呢，这两者跟它区分开来。
So as this implies, the academic world attempted to differentiate the historical Jesus and the one that was perceived by the church.
这个耶稣呢，他是一个历史人物。
So Jesus is a historical character.
所以这几百个不同的这个所谓耶稣传的这个版本呢，他们就企图要描绘这个耶稣在历史当中他的那个所谓的真实情况。
So these multiple prints and versions are all attempted to describe Jesus and the history of it and the situation then.
不过这些所谓的耶稣传，它流行的原因呢，并不是因为它有什么新鲜的资料，不是的。
But these so-called narratives did not provide a fresh perspective.
其实呢，他们主要呢是以一些比较新奇、独特的观点来诠释那些原本福音书本来就有的内容。
So they attempted to analyze something existing from a different angle.
那有的耶稣呢，被他们写起来呢，就看起来像一个很温柔的先知。
So some of these have described Jesus as a gentle, very gentle prophet.
而有些先知写，有一些耶稣写出来呢，就好像成为一个很失败的政治改革家。
So some of these have described him as a disheartened reformist.
Albert Schweitzer 在这个二十世纪初的时候呢，过了这一百年，他在1906年呢，他就分析了这所有的几百个版本的耶稣传。
So in the 20th century, someone by the name of Albert Schweitzer in 1906 decided to analyze all these texts in detail.
Life of Jesus.
Life of Jesus.
然后他就有了一个结论。
And then he concluded.
他的结论呢，就是这些呢，所有都是以偏概全、避重就轻，没有一个是真正的接近了那个真正的耶稣。
So he concluded that if you take a part of the narration as complete and you avoid other important bits, and you focus on trivial matters, none of them comes close to the truth.
原来呢，这些所谓的作者呢，他们当他们把这个耶稣企图想要设定在一个某某的框架之中的时候呢，往往就会加添一些自己的内容来补足那个其中的漏洞，然后呢又会删掉一些好像比较冲突性的资料。So
when they try to enact the real situation based with various contexts, it's inevitable that they try to use stuff to plug in missing gaps and end up losing information and
特别呢，他们忽略了耶稣本身自己的信念。
And they have neglected, they have neglected the belief of Jesus.
所以呢，Schweitzer在他一个很尖锐的，所以呢，所以最后呢，他们就这样子补一补啦，那里删一删呢，最后出来的这个耶稣的样子呢，可以想象呢，其实只是他们本来要看到的样子而已。
So because of this additions and these omissions, the narration of Jesus comes out to be what the authors wanted him to be.
Schweitzer 就在这个很尖锐的判断之下呢，整个运动呢就这样子最后呢不告而终了。
So because of this intense analysis by Schweitzer, the whole episode concluded even before it was complete.
这个历史中的耶稣 (historical Jesus) 的整个探索呢，就这样子停顿了50年。
So this investigation of the historical Jesus, because of this, stopped for 50 years.
在这期间呢，很多学者就认为说，这样看来呢，只能够认识这个神学中的耶稣，而放弃了寻找那个历史中的耶稣。
So because of this, a lot of people could only understand the Jesus and the teachings and hence had to forego the historical Jesus.
不过在50年代、60年代的时候呢，德国那边呢又兴起了第二次的探索。
But in the 50s and the 60s in Germany, there came a second inquest. Yeah.
然后呢，在那时呢，对于耶稣的结论呢，虽然没有太大的冲突呢，不过却他们就觉得说，他们找到了一些可以辨别历史真相的一些准则。
Although there were no significant breakthroughs then, they managed to find out some norms that we could distinguish the truth in Jesus.
到了80年代呢，许多新约的学者呢，就以这些准则呢，再次的投入这个历史中的耶稣的这个研究，一直到今天呢，可以说是大概有30年了。
So up to the 80s, a lot of scholars decided to use these standards and devoted themselves fully into analyzing Jesus again. All the way until today, for about 30 years now.
其中呢，就包括了许多考古的资料，还有其他领域，比方说这个语言学啦，或者是社会学的一些心得。
And these materials included archaeological materials such as and other domains such as linguistics and sociology.
这第这 这再一次的这个三十年的第三波的这个呢，我们把它称就是第三次的探索历史中的耶稣。
And this period was described as the third period of analysis.
Third quest for the historical Jesus.
Third.
所以呢，如今呢，我相信，如果你到各大书局去看的时候呢，你会看到很多这些新版的所谓的耶稣传。
And I'm sure that if you walk into any bookstore, you'll find many new iterations of this Jesus narratives.
而各式各样的耶稣呢，可以看起来可以说是五花八门。
And these versions are rich in variety.
所以怎么办呢？
And so what do we do?
可能你的非信徒的朋友就会问你说，哦，这样多版本的耶稣，哪一个版本才是真的呢？
So maybe friends among non-believers among your friends might be asking you, if there are so many varieties, so many versions, which one will you believe in?
可能你会问你自己说，哪一个才是真正的耶稣呢？
You might even be asking yourself the same question.
其实答案是非常简单的。
And the answer is very simple.
没有。
None.
没有一个是真正的耶稣。
None of these are the real Jesus.
你可能会问我说，哇，你怎么可以这样子说呢？
You'll be asking, how can you say such a thing?
在整个历史中的耶稣 historical Jesus 的这个整个学术的学者当中呢，其中一个最厉害的佼佼者，他的名字叫 John P. Mayer.
So among these scholars of the historical Jesus, there was an outstanding individual by the name of John Mayer.
John P. Mayer 这么说，他说历史中的耶稣并不是真正的耶稣，而真正的耶稣并不是历史中的耶稣。
So he once said that the historical Jesus is not the real Jesus, and the real Jesus is not the historical Jesus.
那为什么他会这么说呢？
So why would he say such a thing?
这里必须要澄清。
So we need some clarifications here.
耶稣当然是一个历史人物。
So Jesus is indeed a historical character.
而历史当中确实有所谓真正的耶稣本人。
And in history there is a person by the name of Jesus.
可是历史研究呢，就有历史这个学科的规范。
So in the historical analysis there is a certain boundary they have to abide by.
所以你最多呢，就当你做历史研究的时候，最多只能找到一个历史所容许你能够描述的一个耶稣。
So when you are analyzing the text, you only be able to find a Jesus that's been described within these confines.
一个好的学者当然能够反映出对于耶稣历史层面的很多新的认知。
So a good scholar will reflect upon these texts with upon multiple aspects.
可是仍旧找到的只是那个历史人物耶稣，而不是完全的那个真正的耶稣。
So what they find is just the historical Jesus and not the real complete picture.
这就是 John P. Mayer 的意思。
So that's what John P. Mayer was trying to say.
所以我们可以想象，这些学者他们的辛劳呢，其实是非常珍贵的。而通过了这过去三十年的研究呢，的确可以找到很多历史的研究，这也是很必要的。
So we acknowledge the diligence that these scholars have put in, and this their works have indeed been very invaluable.
不过像 John P. Mayer 这样子真正严谨的历史的高手呢，他就会告诉你说，千万不要以这么片面的耶稣呢，就误以为那是完全真正的耶稣。
So for top scholars like John P. Mayer, he will be reminding you that you should not think of this, use this basic understanding of Jesus to form your complete basis of understanding.
因为许多的时候呢，对于一个人的误解呢，其实就是这样子开始的。
Because many a times, your misunderstanding of a person begins from something like this.
当我们以部分的资料来以为那个就是事情的全部的时候呢，那就犯了这个以偏概全的错误。
So when we base our understanding because of one simple, one small section of the truth, we have committed this mistake of bias.
而对于耶稣这样一个非常多层面的人物呢，这个是更加重要的。
And for a multifaceted character individual like Jesus, this is even more true.
在今年呢，我们通过这个约翰福音呢，我们要以各样的辩证的方式，各样的观点来认识耶稣。我觉得这样子做呢是非常可贵的。
So in this year, we are attempting to study the book of John through intense analysis, through multiple perspectives to understand Jesus, and this is very precious.
其实约翰福音本身，你看我们读的时候呢，它其实就有这样的一个特性。
So when we read the book of Jesus, there is this this special trait.
不管是明示也好，暗示也好呢，其实约翰就是一直不断的在告诉你说，当我们判断耶稣的时候，我们要特别小心。
So whether implicitly or explicitly, this reminds us that we have to exercise caution in understanding Jesus.
显然呢，其实耶稣的身份呢是非常多层面的。
So indeed, Jesus is multifaceted.
不管是耶稣的时代也好，还是过了五六十年，当约翰必须写他的约翰福音的时候也好，其实对于耶稣的误解呢，都是没有办法根治的。
So, be it during the life of Jesus, or be it during narratives of his life, 50 or 60 years later, the misunderstandings of Jesus have been rich in variety.
而我们看了，现在几乎过了两千年过后呢，还不是如此吗？
So after 2,000 years, it's more still the same.
所以上个星期呢，长安牧师就提醒了我们。
So last week, Pastor Chang An has reminded us.
不可以外貌断定是非，总要以公平断定是非。
So stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly.
因为这个就是一个人常有的一个偏见。
Because this is a bias that's often seen among men.
我们会以外在的因素来判断一个人。
We often judge a person based on external factors.
不管是学历也好啦，背景也好啦，还是外表也好呢，其实我们知道，这都不足以断定一个人。
So be it your education, your background, or your appearances, these are insufficient to judge a person.
不过你可能会问我说，如果我们不是用这些，然后这里说要以公平来断定是非，那是什么呢？
So if we do not use these and we are told to judge correctly, then how should we do it?
什么才是以公平断定是非呢？
How do we judge a person correctly?
在这里呢，尼哥底母其实说了一个非常正直的话。
So in this passage, Nicodemus said something really important.
他就问了一个问题，而这个问题就必须提醒我们每一个人。
So he asked a question, and this is a question we should remind all of us.
这里说，不先听耶稣本人的口供，不知道他所做的事，难道我们犹太人的律法还要定耶稣的罪吗？
So he said,does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he has been doing?
所以在这里呢，查尔牧师就强调了耶稣的坦诚。
So over here, Pastor Chang An has reminded us about the honesty of Jesus.
为什么这个坦诚很重要呢？因为耶稣的坦诚能够容许我们按照他本人的口供，按照他所做的事，我们就可以以公平来断定是非。
So, in this honesty, you're talking about having us to understand his words and understand his actions before judging others, before judging him.
在去年呢，我们花了几乎整半年的时间来看《生命记》里面的律法。
So last year, we spent about half a year understanding the book of Deuteronomy.
而这个《生命记》里面的律法呢，最重要的是让我们领会到，其实律法是要带来生命的。
So in this book of Deuteronomy, it forms the basis of understanding the law and how it brings us life.
这里犹太人想要用律法来定耶稣的罪，这其实是在滥用律法。
So these Jews wanted to use the law to judge Jesus, and this is indeed abusing the law.
尼哥底母在这里说什么？真正的律法是要真正的了解一个人，这样子的论断才可以公平。
So Nicodemus said that a person needs to be understood first before there can be a fairness in judgment.
我们既然已经领会了这个生命记，而我们领会了这个律法的意义，同样的，我们现在要来真正的认识耶稣，才可以断定耶稣是谁。
So we've understood the law, we've understood Deuteronomy. Likewise, we need to understand Jesus first before we can come to any form of judgment.
我自己呢，听完了耶稣的口供，我知道了他所做的事呢。对于认识耶稣呢，我的结论就是八个字。
So I have listened to Jesus' testimony. I've seen what he's done, and when it comes to Jesus, I can summarize it into a few words.
而这八个字呢，就是从哪里来，往哪里去，从哪里来。往哪里去？
So it's where he is from is where he is going.
认识耶稣其实呢，就是这八个字，而这八个字的意思呢，就是要认识他，就是耶稣跟神之间的关系。
So understanding of Jesus can be summarized in these few words, and this also describes the relationship between Jesus and God.
耶稣的身份跟他从哪里来当然脱不了关系。
So the status of Jesus and where he's from it goes hand in hand.
耶稣的来源地就证明了他的背景，而我们通过知道他的背景，我们就可以知道他的动机。简单的来说呢，耶稣的身份有多大，多大就要看他的后台老板有多大。
So we understand his descent, and this tells us about his background, and this also tells us about his motive. And simply speaking, because his status is so big, it also ties in with who is behind him.
这些犹太人，他们看外表而已，他们以为说，哦，我已经知道耶稣从哪里来了。
So these Jews only look at him on external appearances. They just know where he's from.
耶稣也在经文里面呢就嘲笑他们说，哦，你们懂我哪里来啊？是啊，是啊，你们真的懂。其实他是说他们不懂。
So Jesus replied them in sarcasm, saying that, oh yeah, you guys know where I'm from.
其实呢，他们只是以外表来断定是非。
Actually, they just base their judgment through external appearances.
他们道听途说，说知道说，哦，耶稣他是从加利利呢开始他的侍奉。
So they've heard that, oh, Jesus is from Galilee and is here to serve.
他起初选的那些门徒不都是加利利人吗？
So the disciples he chose were all from Galilee.
在他来之前也是在加利利行走嘛。
And before he arrived, they were all from Galilee.
所以人家是举一反三，他们是举三反一，所以他们就说，哦，这样耶稣一定是加利利人。
So they were connecting the dots and just concluded that Jesus was indeed from Galilee.
结果呢，反而应验了他们的话。也就是当基督来的时候呢，真的没有人知道他是从哪里来。
So indeed, from the passage, it said that when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he's from.
所以很可惜的，当真光来到这世界的时候呢，世界却不认识他。
So when the Messiah has arrived on earth, the people do not know him.
后来又有一些人说，哎，这个基督他不是从加利利那里出来的吗？不是，他说基督启示从加利利出来的吗？
And people are asking, how can the Messiah come from Galilee?
在这里呢，其实然后他们又说，经上岂不是说基督是大卫的后裔，是从大卫的本乡伯利恒出来吗？
And they also ask, does not scripture say that the Messiah will come from David's descendants and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?
我们能够他们会有这样的结论呢，这是从弥迦书第五章来的。
So they came to a conclusion, and this is taken from the book of Micah, chapter 5.
那里说，伯利恒的以法他，你在诸神中是微小，可是将来必有一位从你那里来，是以色列人中做为我做掌权的，他的根源到恒古，从太初就有。
So the passage reads, But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah,Out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times.
这里有先知的预言说，伯利恒将来会有大卫的后裔出来，来做掌权者。
So there's a prophecy made by the prophets that in Bethlehem, descendants of David will come to be in power.
当然，我们自己如果读过福音书的呢，其实我们私下知道，其实耶稣就是这位大卫的后裔。新以色列的掌权者。
So after reading the Bible, I think we know that this person was indeed Jesus.
可是呢，这些人却误以为耶稣是加利利人，而因为他们有这样子错误的假象呢，他们就错失了耶稣这位拯救者。
So because they had this preconception that Jesus was from Galilee, they have foregone this opportunity to know the truth.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要认真的了解到这样的一个事实。
So brothers and sisters, today we have to know this truth.
而这个事实呢，就是肤浅的假设会让我们带来做出错误的判断。
And this reminds us that superficial conjectures will only bring us wrongful conclusions.
不管是起初的这些犹太人也好，
be it this early day Jews,
或者是在十九世纪那一百多年里面，那两个世纪里面这些写耶稣传的这些作家也好。
Be it the numerous academic scholars during the 19th century.
当他们以片面的资料来判断耶稣，做对耶稣下结论的时候呢，结果只是看到一个不伦不类的耶稣。
So when they base their judgment because of superficial information, their judgment is ultimately Jesus that's nondescript.
所以问题是要怎么样才真正的来看清耶稣呢？看清楚耶稣呢
？So how do we then understand and view Jesus correctly?
那就是八个字：从哪里来，往哪里去。
So it's the same few words. Where he's from is where he's going.
而这八个字要告诉我们的就是耶稣。你要认识耶稣，就要知道耶稣跟天父的关系。
So to understand this, we have to understand the relationship between Jesus and God.
而一个少了天父的耶稣呢，也许就如这些犹太人所判断的，耶稣只不过是一个很自大、不识相的一个乡巴佬而已。
So if we have a Jesus without God, then we have the same conclusion that these Jews had, that Jesus was arrogant, he was tactless, and he is a hillbilly.
可是当我们知道耶稣从哪里来、往哪里去的时候，我们就知道原来他跟天父的关系是息息相关的。
So if we understand where he's from, where he's going, then we realize the crux of the issue, which is the relationship between Jesus and God.
其实认识耶稣的关键就是要来认识天父。
So to understand Jesus is to understand God.
不过许多时候人对于耶稣的误解呢，其实就是源自于他们其实对于天父，他们本身也就已经是误解了。
So this misunderstandings of Jesus originates actually from their misunderstanding of God himself.
其实我们如果看清楚的时候，我们就发现其实这些犹太人他们自己以为他们很认识神，以为神就是要这样啊，就是要那样。所以因为他们对于神，对于天父有误解，所以当他们看耶稣的时候，他们有同样的误解。
So upon scrutiny, these Jews indeed had a very misunderstanding of Jesus, which ultimately resulted in a misunderstanding of God, which resulted in a misunderstanding of Jesus.
如果你认为说哦，神一定是要这样，就是要那样，那当他们看到耶稣的时候呢，他们也先入为主，所以因为他们觉得神一定要这样要那样，所以他们看耶稣的时候呢，怎么看都是看不懂的。
So when they think that God has to do this, has to do that, and then they formed some preconceptions, and so when things happen otherwise, they do not understand.
弟兄姐妹，如果今天的信息你觉得，我好像没有什么啊，我如果今天的信息没有震撼到你的话，我想你可能还没有真正的听进去。
So brothers and sisters, if the message today hasn't really shocked you yet, then I'm afraid that you haven't fully understood the truth.
我要你想想看。这过去的两千年来，为什么会有这么多不同样貌的耶稣呢
？So I'd like you to see, over these 2,000 years, why are there so many variations of Jesus?
如果人人都看都觉得，是这样是那样，为什么耶稣有这么多样貌呢？你应该想想，我真的看得清楚吗
？I mean, there's so many people narrating Jesus, and there's so many different versions.Which one should I, how should I view it? How should I decide which is the truth?
因为认识耶稣其实脱离不了耶稣跟天父的关系。
Because when you understand Jesus, it ties in closely with Jesus and God.
因为如果你对于天父是不了解的，你就会先入为主，而你先入为主的时候呢，你看耶稣不管什么，你也是看不懂。
So because if you don't fully understand Jesus, you would have a form of prejudice, and this affects how you view Jesus.
因为很多的时候误解耶稣并不是因为你的基督论出了问题，其实是你的神学，你对于神的了解那里出了问题。
So we don't understand Jesus not because of Christianity itself, but because you do not fully understand Jesus.
因为那些如果你把天父当成是一个拜拜的神明而已，那你认识耶稣，你看出来的也只是一个拜拜的耶稣。
Because when you see Jesus as an idol itself, then how you treat Jesus is just purely an idol.
而那些如果你对于神的了解只是一些理论性的，他只是无所不在了，无所不能，无所不是什么，那你看出来的耶稣呢？你也以为他就是一个只是一个超级无敌、非常有魔幻力量的一个人物而已。
So when you think of Jesus as just merely being omnipresent, omnipotent, and above everything, then what you have is just an immortal.
在这里呢，我们的神要我们要真正的来认识他。
So our God wants us to understand him fully.
那我们就要真正的跟他一起这样的走入历史当中。
So he wants us to walk this path of history.
我们要看他是怎么样的来面对人的问题。
We have to look at how he dealt with issues of people.
而我们要一个毫无假设的来认识天父，来认识他。
So we have to understand him with an unassuming mind.
当你愿意这么做的时候，也许你才可以能够真正的来认识天父。
So only when you're willing to do this, then can you fully understand Jesus.
而你真正的愿意这样子的来认识天父，你才能够真正正确有一个很好的框架来认识耶稣。
So only when you're willing to do this, then are you in a correct frame of mind to do this?
其实我觉得这些犹太的宗教领袖所缺的就是这样的一个谦卑的心。
So I think that these religious leaders lacked humility.
而因为他们没有这样的一个心呢，他们就先入为主。而因为先入为主呢，那就什么也看不懂。
And without humility, they become prejudiced. And when they are prejudiced, they do not understand.
如果他们是真正认识天父的话
，If they fully understood Jesus,
God, Father,
the Father,
而如果他们对于神的启示，他们是愿意敞开心怀的。
And if they embrace the revelations with open hearts,
他们就能看出其实耶稣呢，并不是出于自己。
They will realize that, Jesus arrived not because of himself.
而猜他来的那位呢，其实是天父，而天父的见证呢是真的，的确就应验在耶稣身上。
But he was sent by the Father, and this, and the God himself is true, and this is a testimony on Jesus.
耶稣的后台老板就是上帝本身，天父本身。
So the person behind Jesus is God himself.
耶稣在世上的使命呢，脱离不了天父。
So the mission of Jesus on earth is ties in with Jesus, with God himself.
因为呢，他就是从天父而来。
Because he has been sent by God.
而因为他是从天父所差来的，他就必须完成天父所托付给他的。
Because he had been sent by God, he had to fulfill what he was called and was called to do.
如果我们能够看清楚说原来耶稣就是从天父而来，那耶稣的身份对于我们来说就很容易判断。很容易知道了。
So if we can understand that he was called by God on earth, then his status should be likewise would be very obvious to us. For
不单是我们要看清耶稣从哪里来，我们也要看清他要往哪里去。
So not only can we see where he is from, we can also see where he is headed to.
因为他来了世界以后，他就回到那差他来的那里去，也就是回到天父那里。
Because after he has arrived, he would be leaving to where he came from, which is towards the Father.
因为犹太人不知道耶稣要往哪里去，他们就不认得耶稣。
Because the Jews, since the Jews did not know where he was going, that's why they did not understand Jesus.
可是我们作为信徒的，我们知道这个福音书的，我们知道耶稣将来呢，的确要回到天父那里得荣耀。而我们因此呢，能够确认耶稣的身份。
Because as believers, we know where Jesus is heading. It's heading towards a place of glory. That is why we have to accept. That's why we accept the status of Jesus.
耶稣从荣耀的天父那里而来，又要回到荣耀的天父那里去。
Jesus was sent from by God from a place full of glory, and that is also where he's going to.
而我们当我们清楚这一点的时候呢，我们就能够知道哦，原来耶稣是有这样的一个身份。
So when we are clear about this, then we realize the status of Jesus.
在五十一节那里呢，这里说尼哥底母提醒我们，不先听本人的口供，不知道他所做的事，难道我们的律法还要定他的罪吗？
So in verse 51, Nicodemus said, "Does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he's been doing?"
所以在这里呢，我们要听耶稣所说的，我们还要知道他所做的事。
Because we understand what we hear what Jesus has said, we have to understand what he does as well.
耶稣要做的事是什么呢
？What does Jesus want to do?
在三十七节和三十八节那里呢，耶稣就说了：“人若渴了。”可以到我这里来，然后说什么呢？他说：“从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”
So in verse 37-38, it said that let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them.
But within them 是 NIV 的翻译，其实应该是从他，而这个他呢，其实指的应该是耶稣。
Yep. So, what I just said was from NIV, but in other translations, it's from within Jesus.
所以在这里呢，我们要清楚耶稣所要做的事是什么，而是让饥渴的人可以得到满足。
So, here we have to understand what Jesus is trying to do, and he is trying to quench the thirst, and he's trying to feed the people who are hungry and thirsty.
而在这里呢，说从他那里，也就是从耶稣那里的腹中，要流出活水的江河来。
So from within Jesus, there will be rivers of living water flowing out.
Yes, 这就是耶稣在世上要完成的事。
So this is what he wants to do on earth.
我们要按他所做的事来辨认他的身份。
So we want to base our judgment or his status based on what he has done.
所以这里要问的问题，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来，让口渴的人可以喝，这个是什么意思呢？
So, when rivers of living water flow from within, what does this mean?
这里的活水有两个意思。
There are two meanings to this.
而这两个意思也是息息相关的。
And these two meanings are very close to each other.
而这跟耶稣的使命呢，也是息息相关的。
And this is very similar to Jesus' mission.
也跟他的跟天父所要完成的事也是息息相关。
And very close to his tasks and mission.
第一个意思呢，就是这个活水象征了救恩。
So the first definition is that this living water is a sign of salvation.
在以赛亚书43章那里这里说，旷野会有水，然后荒地里会有江河，这是上帝在要救赎以色列的时候所形容的一种情景。
So in Isaiah it says that water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. This describes So this describes how Jesus wants to redeem the Israelites.
而在过后呢，他又说又有一个泉源要为大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民开放，要洗除他们的罪恶和不洁净。
So, also it says that on the day a fountain will be opened in the house to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity.
所以在这两处经文里面，我们会看到这个所谓的活水呢，象征了上帝要来拯救他的子民，也要赦免他们的罪。
So in these two passages, we see how the living water represents the salvation of people and also the redeeming of their sins.
弟兄姐妹，这就是耶稣的工作，他要来给我们这样的活水，意味着他要来拯救我们，要来赦免我们的罪。
So this living water signifies how Jesus wants to save us and also to redeem us from our sins.
就像一个水呢，能够使我们不渴一样，当耶稣的这个水浇灌在我们的时候呢，就能让我们洁净，也能够让我们洗净我们一切的不义。
So just like how water quenches our thirst, Jesus is here to save us from sin and from death.
耶稣有完成这样的工作吗？
Did Jesus fulfill this?
有的，他在十字架上的牺牲呢，就让我们能够脱离死亡，也让我们在神的审判面前能够站立得住。
So yes, he did. He died on the cross to save us from our sins.And he has been here to allow us to stand in the face of judgment.
同样的呢，耶稣所牺牲的这个宝血呢，让我们能够因信称义，那让我们呢就不再做罪的奴仆。
So his sacrifice has allowed us to be free from the shackles of sin.
如果我们看清了，的确耶稣有完成这样的事呢，我们就知道哦，原来。耶稣的身份是真实的。
So when we can see this, then we can also see that yes, this Jesus is true.
活水还有第二个含义，而这个含义呢，就是圣灵。
So living waters has another definition, and this refers to the sign of Holy Spirit.
所以同样在以赛亚书里面也有这样子的一种比喻，他说神要把水浇灌在干渴之地，要把河水浇灌在干旱之地，然后他就说什么呢？ 他要把这样的一个词浇灌，他要把他的灵也浇灌在以色列人的后裔，神要把他的福浇灌在他的子孙。
So in Isaiah it's read, For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants.
所以这个水跟灵这样子的一个联系呢，在以赛亚书里面也可以看得到。
So this living water is analogous to the spirit.
所以约翰在这个经文里面呢，也同样的说，当耶稣得荣耀的时候呢，同样也要赐下圣灵来。
So in John, it said that after Jesus has been glorified, he will pour out the spirit.
不过这里我们要清楚，当我们说耶稣要赐下圣灵的时候，那意味着什么呢？什么意思呢？
So what does it signify when the Spirit is sent?
圣灵其实不单只是代表审判而所带来的那个救审判之前所会有的救恩。
So Holy Spirit not only refers to judgment and salvation.
其实圣灵呢最重要的意义呢，就是代表了在神的国度里面，我们可以有这个印记。圣灵代表了神跟我们同在。
So more importantly, this also signifies that the Spirit is with us.
而耶稣呢，能够带来这个圣灵的浇灌，而能够证实他就有这样的一个荣耀的身份。
So because Jesus has provided the Spirit, this also reflects, this also shows his glorified status.
所以在这里呢，我们看到，不管是耶稣的口供也好，还是耶稣所要完成的事也好，如果我们是真正按着律法的公平公义来论断耶稣的身份的时候呢，我们可以看到其实耶稣确实是有这样子真实的身份的。
So be it by his words or by his actions, when we look at him based on these factors, then we realize that he is indeed the truth.
当我们知道耶稣从哪里来，往哪里去，要完成什么样的工作的时候，我们就可以看出其实耶稣跟天父确实有这样的一个关系，而天父正在为耶稣做见证。
So we may understand where he's from and where he's going, then we realize that Jesus and God are very closely linked.
而耶稣所要完成的工作其实就是天父本身的工作。
So what Jesus wanted to accomplish was what God had wanted him to accomplish.
弟兄姐妹，也许你会问，我们这么多这几个星期，为什么一直在这里要叫你怎如何辨证耶稣确实他的身份，知道他是谁？你可能会问我说，我不是已经信耶稣了吗？你还要证明耶稣干什么？
So over these past few weeks, I've been, you might be wondering why we've been telling you to understand Jesus fully and answer him fully.
也许这个是一个很重要的问题，因为可能我已经信了，你不要再跟我讲，我已经知道，我相信了，是了。
So you might be asking, I'm really a believer, why are you asking me all this? Don't have to tell me this.
其实约翰在这里的呈现手法，他要我们是确确实实真正知道，说耶稣这个人物呢，他确实是他是谁，就是他是谁。
So what in John it tells us that it reminds us to understand this historical character of Jesus and to ask us to understand to know clearly who he is.
因为我们每个人都要做出这一个决定。
Because this is a decision that we all have to make.
要吗？他说了，可是他不是，我们就必须去反对他，因为他是一个骗子，他在迷惑人，他必须死，这个是真实的。
So if he says that he is Jesus, but if he's not, then he's misleading people, and this will be blasphemy.
可是如果我们说我们是相信，那不是单单只是相信而已。
But if we say that we believe him, it's not just believing alone.
当我们说我们相信，就表示我们愿意尊他为主，他是我们的主。
So when we say we believe, it means that we have to acknowledge that he is God.
而如果我们说他是主的时候呢，那生命就不再一样了。
So when we acknowledge that he is God, then life is no longer the same.
生命绝对不可以再一样。
The life cannot be the same.
如果你们说你们是相信的话呢，我就要从你们生命里面看出来。
So when you say that you believe us, I want to see in reflected in your lives.
可能你会说，哇，这样严重，好，你 你让我知道怎么样确认一下 again， 怎么确认？
I'm thinking, well, this is so serious. You have to tell me how to do it.
所以我就说了，要确认吗？从哪里来，往哪里去？我们真的是把耶稣看得清清楚楚。
It's from so it's been from where he is and where he's going. We have to understand. Through this viewpoint，
我们必须清清楚楚地知道耶稣是天父所差来的，而如今呢，他也回到天父的右边。
So we need to understand that Jesus is sent by God and he has returned to God。
而这样的一来一往的时候呢，耶稣完成了救恩，耶稣也赐下了圣灵。
So this to and froing has told us that he is the Savior and he has given us the Spirit。
耶稣跟天父之间的关系呢是真实的，而让我们呢清楚的看见了。
So this relationship between Jesus and God is true, and this is evident and obvious to us.
如果耶稣确实是他这样子的身份的话，那我就要看出在他你们的生命中有这样的同样的重要性。
So when we see this Jesus, the status of Jesus, I have to see the importance of this and how it's reflected in your lives.
愿我们都能够看清楚耶稣真正的身份，然后我们把自己托付给他。
So when we can see his status, we will submit ourselves to him.
而他必赐给我们那个活水，在天国里面呢，为我们预备地方。
So he has prepared this living waters for us and prepared this place in this prepared a place for us.
让我们祷告。我们在天上的父，主，我们感谢你，因为你差下你的爱子耶稣基督，叫我们能够真认识你，叫我们也能够真知道如何来活。求主你常与我们同在，让我们能够认识耶稣，让我们能够认识你。这样子祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求，